So Wharekai, we set up as the social supermarket, the fourth out of our partnerships with Foodstuffs. So we were the 155 Open Arms food bank.
It's neat. It's amazing. It's something that us whānau need now with the rise of prices in food, not just food, rent. You can be, you know, making a good income and still struggling to make kai. So having a place like this is awesome.
Yeah, so that just gives them their, maintains their mana. It gives them their dignity to come and do the shop away from any of the social services that we provide. So they just walk in here. We follow our values through Wonderful Five, which is Manaaki Tanga, Rangatira Tanga and Whanaunga Tanga. So how we practice it within our supermarket here is that when they walk in, the Manaaki, they're feeling welcomed, they're feeling safe to be in the space. The Rangatira, so they've got their own choice to pick their own kai. And then Whanaunga Tanga, where they leave here, we built that relationship with them and they feel safe to ask for afi again when they need to.
It's inviting. You know, you feel like you're going, you're shopping for yourself. It can be a little bit scary when you're trying to reach out for kai. You know, you get a little bit whakamara and stuff asking for a handout of food, but when you're able to come in and shop for yourself and get the essentials that you need, it just makes, it feels inviting and it makes things easier.
We were doing a point system when we were a food bank before this was up and running, just because we knew we were in transition into becoming a social supermarket. And so we were getting whānau used to replacing dollars to points and coming in to do their own shop, but still they had to do it through a catalogue system. So now that they've come into the space, it's like the amazement for them. And again, they're comfortable coming in here. They're feeling welcome. They're feeling like they're just doing their shop. And it's about the experience and doing their own shopping for their whānau, because they know what they need for their whare.
You could still be full-time working and struggling to meet up with just your normal household bills and getting kai. I know there's a lot of whānau out there and who work full-time and still find it hard to provide the basic needs because of the rise of rent and kai. So it kind of brings you down a little bit when you know you've got to ask for help, but at the same time it's good to have places like this. But yeah, it's it kind of brings you down a little bit knowing that you'll be full-time working and still struggling and somehow trying to still provide for family.
So I think, how many years was it? 2017, back in when I started with Whakaora Kai Food Rescue, there was a need back then. That was, 2017. All I've seen is that prices go up and up in food, prices in housing go up and up. Affordability for anything for whānau, not just our singles, not just those on beneficiary, or those that are beneficiaries, but those that are working, our elderly, it's just, there's no affordability for kai.
Maybe step into our shoes for once and see what it's really like out here. Just how a lot of whānau are struggling. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. And I think something really needs to be done about the constant rising of prices and food and rent, the shortage of housing.
That's where you get a little bit teary-eyed, especially when you're in the supermarket. So I think I've told you before, when just after the pandemic, I went shopping, you could see our elderly out there counting their money with their calculator, with their papers, seeing the prices, and you could see that they're very proud not to come to us. Well, we just say, you know, aroha mai, we'll offer you as much as we can. We'll support you with our other services, but don't be whakamā to come to us to ask for help, because that's what we're here for.